我们首先请看旧约圣经的哈该书。
Let us turn to Haggai in the Old Testament.
第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章的第四节。
Haggai chapter 1, verse 4.
哈该书第一章的第四节。
Book of Haggai chapter 1, verse 4.
我们一起大声读。
Let's all read together.
一章的第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
一二三。
Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses?
你们个人还住天花板的房屋吗？这是神透过先知责备以色列百姓的话。
These are the words of rebuke that God had spoken to the people through the prophets.
告诉他们啊。
God wanted to tell them.
这个圣殿仍然荒凉。
He said that this temple lies in ruins.
但是你们自己啊，却住在有天花板的房屋。
But you yourselves dwell in paneled houses.
啊，这个是有一个历史的背景。
There is a historical background to this.
以色列百姓被掳巴比伦七十年之后。
After the Israelites had been taken into captivity 70 years to Babylon.
神容许他们回到耶路撒冷。
God allowed them to return to Jerusalem.
让他们重建圣殿
，so that they could rebuild the temple.
他们一开始也有在很努力的去重建。
In the beginning, they put a lot of efforts into rebuilding the temple.
但是后来遇到困难就停止了。
But later on, they met with some difficulties and they stopped the work.
我们看以斯拉记。
Let's read Ezra.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
以斯拉记的第四章。
Ezra chapter 4.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
以斯拉记四章二十三节。
Ezra chapter 4, verse 23.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
亚达谢西王的上谕读在利宏和书记申帅并他们的同党面前。他们就急忙往耶路撒冷去见犹太人，用势力强迫他们停工。二十四节。于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了。直到波斯王大力物第二年，他们重建圣殿一开始就被阻挡。
So at the very beginning, when they started to rebuild the temple, they faced some obstacles.
这是那些外邦人啊，不想他们重建圣殿。
The Gentiles did not want them to rebuild the temple.
是用势力、用政治的力量告上王那边，王就叫他们停止。
So they used the political power to accuse them, so that it would reach the king, and the king would issue a decree for them to stop.
啊，那所以呢，盖到一半就没有盖了。
So then they only finished part of it, and then they stopped building it.
所以这个圣殿的工地连天花板都没有，神的殿根本没有盖起来。
And so this the temple of God was not fully built. Even there were no roofs that was built.
大概只挖了一个洞，挖了一个根基就没有了。
Maybe they just built dug a hole or built a basic foundation and stopped.
这样一过就过了十几年了。
And so then time passed, and ten some years passed by.
差不多有十整整的十五年。
About 15 years had passed by.
所以这个圣殿呢就荒凉了。
So the temple lies in ruins.
你可以想象一个建筑物。盖到一半停止了，里面会长什么东西啊？
So if you think about a building, if it's partway has stopped construction, what do you think will be inside of it?
杂草啊，一定长出来。
There will be a lot of weeds growing.
甚至可能树都有了。
There might be even trees growing in the property.
因为十五年时间，可以一棵小小的杂草可能变成一棵树啊。
Because in 15 years' time, a small seed or the weed can become a tree.
啊，所以这个很难看的。
So it's really not pleasant to look at.
所谓的万军之耶和华的圣殿，结果搞成这样子。
And so this temple that belongs to the Lord of Hosts, in the end, it just ends up in ruins.
所以神就问了，你们知道吗？你的圣殿，我的圣殿还在荒凉。
And so God could therefore question them that, do you know that my temple still lie in ruins?
结果你们自己住在有天花板的房屋。
But you yourselves dwell in paneled houses.
所以哈该书的主题就是重建圣殿。
So the theme of the book of Haggai is rebuilding the temple.
以当时来说，他们要努力的去重建一个物质的圣殿。
In those times, it means that they had to put an effort to physically rebuild a physical temple.
啊，如果没有圣殿，要把圣殿盖起来。
So if they do not have a temple, then they have to build one.
但是从属灵的角度来说
，However, spiritually speaking,
我们虽然有了物质的圣殿
，Even though we have the physical building,
但是这个不是最重要的。
But that is not the most important.
最重要的是在圣殿里面敬拜的人的信仰是什么的状态。
Most important is what is the situation of the faith of the people who worship within this temple.
如果这个圣殿物质的殿盖起来了。
If the physical temple has been built,
但是属灵的殿没有重建。
But we did not rebuild the spiritual temple.
仍然荒凉。
And we let it continue to be in ruins and be desolate.
神就会很失望，神也会很生气。
Then God will be very disappointed and also angry.
这个属灵圣殿是指什么？
What does the spiritual temple refer to?
哥林多前书。
Let's read 1 Corinthians.
第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
一二三。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？这里告诉我们，到底神的殿是什么。
So here it tells us what is the temple of God.
神不是住在这个建筑物里面呢。
It's not that God is dwelling in this physical building.
神在天地万物中间，也不住在这个建筑物里面。
Because God is dwells amongst the universe, so He's not limited to just dwelling in a building.
虽然这个会堂已经献给神了。
Of course, we have dedicated the chapel to God.
但是真正的圣殿在哪里？
But where is the true temple?
圣灵要住在哪里？
Where does the Holy Spirit wish to dwell?
圣灵要住在他所拣选的人的心里。
The Holy Spirit wishes to dwell in the hearts of those who are chosen.
所以住在里面，这个地方就变圣殿了。
And therefore, when the Holy Spirit dwells within you, then that becomes a temple.
所以真正的圣殿是我们这个信仰。
So the true temple is our faith.
所以我们这一次灵恩会有，从今天开始，总共有五天的时间。
So that is why our spiritual convocation starting from today spans over 5 days.
我们要好好的思考。
We really need to reflect on this.
到底我现在这里的信仰的状态是一个怎么样的情况？
What is the situation of my spirituality right now?
不要被表面的一些事情啊所蒙蔽了。
Let us not be blinded by the things that we can see.
有时候觉得我有来聚会啊，我一切都很好啊。
Sometimes we think, oh, I come to service, so that's good.
我有做圣工啊。
I do holy work.
我有奉献啊。
I give offerings.
但是我们要问一个更深的问题。
But we have to ask a deeper question.
到底我跟神的关系是不是真的很好？
Do I truly have a good relationship with God?
还是我们在这个神在我们里面的圣殿已经荒凉了？
Or that there's a temple within us has become in ruins.
为什么当时的圣殿会荒凉？
So why was the temple at that time in ruins?
因为他们呢顾着盖自己的房屋了。
Because they only focus on rebuilding their own houses.
他们一开始对神是有信心的，也是有爱心的。
In the beginning, they had faith toward God and they had love.
不然的话，如果他们不爱神，怎么会搬回去耶路撒冷呢？
Otherwise, if they did not love God, why would they move back to Jerusalem?
因为要搬回去，代表他们要放弃在巴比伦已经稳定了的生活。
To return to Jerusalem means that they have to forsake the life that they had in Babylon, which has been established.
因为巴比伦已经，他们在那边住了七十年了。
Because they had already been dwelling in Babylon for 70 years.
至少有三代人在那边呢。
So there's at least three generations of people living there.
那第四代的人要搬回去，那个是一个很大的决定。
But the fourth generation wants to move back to Jerusalem, then this is a very big decision.
所以一开始他们愿意搬回去，一定是爱神了。
So at the very beginning, they had the intention of moving back because they loved God.
但是过了十五年，他们对神的爱已经不见了。
However, after 15 years have passed, the love towards God has disappeared.
他们比较爱自己了。
Because perhaps now they love themselves more.
所以这个就是为什么圣殿会荒凉。
And that's why the temple was in ruins and was desolate.
我们看启示录第二章。
Let us read Revelation chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
启示录第二章的第四节。
Let's read Revelation chapter 2, verse 4.
二章四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
一起读。
Let's read this together.
第二三。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。这里圣灵责备以弗所教会。
Here the Holy Spirit rebuked the church in Ephesus.
他并不是责备他们说没有爱心。
It's not that he was rebuking them that they had no love.
而是责备他们说爱心已经变了质了。
But they were rebuked because the love that they had has already changed.
神要的不是只有普通的爱心。
What God wants is not just a regular kind of love.
神要的是你叫起初的那种爱心。
But God wants the first love that you had in your heart.
起初是什么意思？
What is the first love?
这是特别感动。
It is the one that is the most touching.
因为你感觉神很爱你。
Because you felt how much God loved you.
所以你特别爱神。
So you especially love God.
那个时候你不会跟神计较。
In those times, you did not try to murmur against God.
你觉得说我尽量要奉献，我能够做多点，我尽量做。
And in those times, you tried your best to offer, and whatever you could do, you tried to do.
我一生就是为了要奉献给神，报答神的恩典啊。
And you felt that your whole life is dedicated to repay God.
这个就是起初的爱心。
So that is the first love.
就好像 有一些人说刚刚一个关系的时候，两个人刚开始的时候，哇，就是打得火热，那种初恋的那种感觉。
Just like when two people come together and the first time when they have love for each other is a very deep and fiery love for one another.
你对对方都很有感受，很有感觉的。
And so you really have a deep emotions for the other party.
但是有一些人呢，结婚之后呢，没有经营这个婚姻。
But some people after they are married, they do not maintain the marriage.
结婚之后反而没话讲了。
And instead, after marriage, they have nothing to talk about.
结婚之前，天天讲，打电话，打 text， 讲不停。结果结婚之后，两个人在一起，住在一起，结果没话讲。
Before marriage, they will talk to each other every day, or even text each other every day. But after marriage, even though they live together, they have nothing to say.
起初的时候很爱对方，所以才结婚呢。
At the very beginning, because we love the other person, so that's why we were married.
结果结婚没几年了，哇，住在一起，觉得对方很烦呐。
But not too long after, several years later, after marriage, we feel the other person is so annoying.
很不顺眼啊，看得很不顺眼啊。
Really despise them.
为什么爱会改变？
So why does love change?
但人的爱改变是很多的原因。
Of course, there are many reasons why a person's love changes.
但是神没有改变啊，他爱我们没有改变。
But God does not change, and His love towards us does not change.
改变的是我们。
And the one who changes is us.
我们对神的爱不像一开始。
The love that we had towards God is not the same as the first love that we had.
百姓一开始回去是为了盖圣殿。
So the people in the very beginning, when they returned, the purpose was to rebuild the temple.
可以牺牲一切。
And they were willing to sacrifice everything.
现在呢，哎呀，顾着盖自己的房屋了，自己种自己的田了，要改善自己的生活比较重要了。
But now they start to build their own houses, they farm, and it's more important to them, more priority to improve their lives.
圣殿啊，在那边啊，一个洞啊，管他的啦。
The temple is there, it's just a hole, just leave it alone.
反正不关我的事。
I don't really care, that does not matter to me.
我不盖，总有人盖的
了。Even if I don't build it, someone else will build it.
反正现在不是时候了。
And perhaps right now is not the time yet.
原来他们对神那个爱已经不见了。
So the love that they had towards God had disappeared.
你不爱神，自然不会爱神的殿了。
Of course, if you don't love God, then you will not love His temple.
像你如果不爱神，你会来教会吗？
Just like if you do not love God, will you come to church?
有一些信徒对教会完全没有感觉，完全没有兴趣。
Some people have no feeling at all towards the church and not interested at all.
教会干不干净，对他来说没关系。
To them, they don't care if the church is clean or dirty.
教会哪里破，哪里坏，对他也没有感觉，因为他根本不来，他根本不想。
And this person does not care if there are any damages in the chapel or the building, and because he doesn't even come to look at it.
如果你对神很有感觉，
but if we have a deep feeling towards God,
你看到有一块垃圾，有一个卫生纸，没有人安排你，你也会把它捡起来。
If we see a piece of garbage or tissue on the ground, even though we are not assigned to it, we will still just pick it up.
没有人安排你来做什么，你都会自己来找事情做。
Even though no one arranged you to do any tasks, you will find something to do yourself.
这个对神的一起初的爱心呢？
And so that is the first love that we had towards God.
有一些人很爱主的时候。
And so some people when they really love the Lord.
他们晚间聚会啊，下班了都还没有吃饭啊，就赶过来教会参加晚间聚会。
And some people even right after work have not even had dinner yet. They will come for the evening service.
因为他们觉得神很爱他。
Because they felt how much God loves them.
好了，但是时间过了。
But after some time has passed.
起初的爱心不见了。
The first love has disappeared.
那为什么起初的爱心会不见呢？
Why did the first love disappear?
你对神的爱不见了，圣殿就会荒凉。
If our love towards God has disappeared, then the temple will lie in ruins.
那为什么爱会不见？
Why does the love disappear?
或是比不上一开始的？
Why was the love that we have now incomparable to the first love?
我们看约翰一书。
Let's read 1 John.
第二章。
First John chapter 2,
15节
verse 15.
约翰一书二章十五节
First John chapter 2, verse 15.
十五节
verse 15.
大声的读
Let's read this aloud.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面呢。这里告诉我们，为什么我们对神的爱越来越减少。
So here it tells us why our love towards God is decreasing.
因为爱世界的心取代了。爱神的心啊。
Because the love of the world has replaced the love of the Father.
不是我们不爱神。
It's not that we do not love God.
我们也知道神很好，神很爱我们。
We know God is very good and that He loves us so much.
但是神已经不是我们生命当中的 priority 了，不是那个最重要的。
But God is no longer the priority in our lives, the most important in our lives.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个世界太可爱了。
Because this world is so adorable.
这个世界哦，太美了。
This world is so beautiful.
太多好玩的东西啊。
There's so much fun in this world.
太多好看的东西了。
So many nice things to watch in this world.
太多物质的东西可以追求了。
There are so many materialistic things that we can pursue after.
不是吗？当我们什么都没有的时候。
Isn't that so? When we had nothing.
我记得二十多年前，我第一次去非洲。
I remember 20 some years ago when I first went to Africa.
那个时候啊，非洲还是很落后。
That time, Africa was still very, not very advanced.
所以所谓的落后就是通讯很不方便。
And what I mean is that, the communication is very difficult.
没有手机，大家没有手机，连电话线都没有。
And there is no cell phone. They don't even have regular landlines.
所以呢，没有办法跟他们联络呢。
And so we were not able to communicate with them.
除了去到那边或是写信。
And so, unless we go there physically or we write letters to them.
那很多地方根本没有电。
And many places do not have electricity.
所以大家都是问了，传道，你们能带一本手机，带一本这个圣经给我？我们就很需要圣经。
So some of them ask the preacher, oh, can you please bring us a Bible? We really need a Bible.
因为大家很想拿到圣经读神的话，但是太穷了，买不起神的话。
Because everyone really wanted to have their own Bible so that they can read the Word of God, but because they were too poor, they could not afford to buy.
因为那边生活很单纯。
Because the life there was very simple.
比起这边单纯太多了。
It's much simpler.Compared to here.
那几年前我再回去了，觉得那边也不单纯了。
But several years I went back, I feel like the living there is no longer that simple anymore.
为什么不单纯呢？
No longer, why is it no longer that simple?
你不要以为非洲很落后。
Don't think that Africa now is also behind.
你现在手机看到的，他们也看得到。
Whatever you see in your cell phone now, they can also see it.
你用 WhatsApp, 他们也 WhatsApp.
You use WhatsApp, they also have WhatsApp.
只是他们的速度比较慢一点。
Just that perhaps the speed is slower.
你要看到的视频，你要看到的东西，他们全部也看得到。
Whatever products that you're looking at, they can see it as well.
拿到这个科技了，拿到这有了科技，这就等于有了世界。
Once you own the technology, that means you own a piece of the world.
哎呀，没有错，有手机，有平板，有电脑，有电视，有网络，很方便。
Of course, you have television, you have online websites. All these are very convenient.
但是那个都是让世界进到我们的心呢。
But all those is a channel for the world to enter our hearts.
所以我去到那边的时候，也发觉，哎，他们也看很多有的没的，还是看很多世俗的东西。
And so when I was there, I saw that they really watch a lot of different things, and they have become secularized.
有一次在教会里面，在非洲啊。
And one time in the church in Africa.
我看到几个姐妹在看东西。
I saw a few sisters that they were watching something.
哇，一边看一边笑。
They were laughing as they were watching it.
很好奇，到底看什么？看得那么喜乐，是不是在团契啊？还是讲什么好美好的东西呢？
So I said, "Oh, what are they laughing about? Are they having some fellowship, or what's the wonderful thing they are discussing?"
因为过去他们很不好意思。
But when I walked over, they felt very embarrassed.
我一看，哇，这韩剧。
When I went over, they were watching a Korean drama.
有英文字幕。
There were subtitles, English subtitles.
哇，你们在教会安息日聚完会在看这个东西。
I said, oh wow, you during service or after service, you are watching this in the church.
啊，神的殿已经荒凉了。
So the temple of God has become in desolation.
你是有来聚会啊，但是你的心根本都不在这里。
Even though you come here physically for service, but your heart is not here.
来聚会都这样了，平常在家会怎么样？
Even if you come for service, you are already behaving like this. What more in your daily lives?
你不要说以为花很多时间才是会占据你的心呢。
Don't think that you have to spend a lot of time, then it will take the place of your heart.
你不追剧，但是现在很多短视频，很多 short video.
Even though you don't watch the long dramas, but nowadays there are many short videos.
真的，那些东西进到你心里面，世界都进到你心里面。
Indeed, once those things enter your heart, it is just as if the world has entered your hearts.
读圣经啊，那读不下去啊。
You talk about reading the Bible, it's really hard to continue reading.
常常看短视频，常常追剧，常常打电脑打 game 的人。
Those who always watch the short videos, always watch, try to catch dramas, are those who keep playing a lot of video games.
这些人圣经是读不下去的。
These people, they will not be able to focus and continue reading the Bible.
因为圣经现在对他们来说，比起那些世界是太无聊了，是文字是太无聊了，看不下去了。
Because the Bible is just words, it is too boring compared to what's in the world.
或者是你常常想说赚钱啊，股票啊，投资啊，发达啊。
If you always think about earning money, the stocks, how to earn and become rich,
神的话也进不下去了。
Then the word of God is not able to enter your heart.
因为那些东西很遥远。
Because it seems those are far.
怎么样今天可以赚多一点钱比较重要。
But instead, you focus on how do we earn more money today.
并不是说我们不要盖自己的房屋。
Not to say that you cannot build your own houses.
但是不知不觉，当时的百姓只顾自己的房屋，但是神的殿早就荒凉了。
But unknowingly, the people at the time just focused on their own houses, and they forgot about the temple of God and let it lie in ruins.
魔鬼最喜欢我们的心里面神的殿荒凉。
And the devil likes it the most when the temple in our hearts lies in ruins.
我们看启示录第二十章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 20.
二十章的第七节。
Chapter 20, verse 7.
启示录二十章第七节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 7.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
二十章第七节。
Chapter 20, verse 7.
那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放出来，要迷惑地上释放的列国。就是哥哥与马各叫他们聚集征战，他们的人数多如海沙。第九节，他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营和蒙爱的城，就有火从天上降下，消灭了他们。这里告诉我们，主耶稣来要来之前，或教会。
So here it tells us before the Lord comes again, there will be a spiritual battle within the church.
所谓的属灵征战，就是每一个信徒也要面对的征战。
This so-called spiritual battle is a battle that every believer will have to face.
这个撒旦要被释放出来。
Satan will be released.
他会迷惑释放的列国，就是迷惑所有的信徒了。
He will deceive the nations, which means he will try to deceive all the believers.
然后呢？他会围攻圣徒的营和蒙爱的城。
And then he will surround the camp of the saints and the beloved city.
就是我们这些人啊。
And which refers to all of us.
尤其是我们的青年。
Especially our youth.
魔鬼就喜欢攻击青年。
The devil really likes to attack the youth.
老人家的心思意念基本上价值观啊，大部分已经固定了。
For the elderly, their value system, their thoughts, a lot of it has already been fixed.
但是年轻人的心还没有定型。
But for the youth, their hearts have not yet been established.
年轻人很喜欢世界的潮流，流行什么，大家喜欢什么，吃什么，哪里玩，穿什么衣服，最近流行什么。
Because they like what is trendy or what is the most up to trend in the recent times. What do people like to wear? What do people like to eat?
就跟着世界去走了。
And so then they follow the world.
所以为什么这世界各地教会青年流失那么严重？
That is why in the church there are so many youths that have left the church or be lost.
哇，我这次去到另外一个国家去访问教会。
This time when I went to a different country to visit the church.
那个国家的青年流失也很严重。
The rate of the church, the youth leaving the church was very severe.
我说教会里面怎么都没有年轻人呢？
So I asked, how come there are no youths in the church?
没有宗教教育了。
There are no RE classes.
他说小朋友都不见了，年轻人都跑掉了，剩很少啊。
They said, oh, the children are gone, the youth have left, and they don't really have many children.
100人的教会安息日只有50人来。
A church, the number of 100 members, but only 50 show up for service.
哇。被围攻了，教会被围攻了。
So they have been surrounded. The church has been surrounded.
信徒的心也被围攻了，被掳走了。
The hearts of the saints of the believers have been surrounded and have been taken in captivity.
就像他们要重建圣殿，但是外邦人就来阻止他们了。
Just like they wanted to rebuild the temple, but the Gentiles came to stop them.
把他们弄停了，强迫他们用势力把他们停工啊。
Forced them with the political power to stop the work.
所以这个叫做半桶水的状态。你有挖了一个根基，但是没盖好。
So this is so-called the situation of being a half bucket where they dug the foundation, but they did not truly build the rest of the building.
说实话，我们今天很多信徒的信仰就是这种状态。
And in reality, many of the spirituality and the faith of believers are in this situation.
神拣选我们了，呼召我们回来盖圣殿了。
So God has chosen us. He has called us back to rebuild the temple.
洗礼了。
We have been baptized.
得圣灵了。
We have received the Holy Spirit.
好像那个根基都打好了。
And it seems the foundation has been laid.
但是没追求。
But they did not continue to pursue.
没追求。
They did not pursue.
每个礼拜有来一下啊，报个到啊。
Every weekend they will just arrive just to show up.
但是有追求神的话语吗？有在查考圣经吗？
But do they truly pursue after the word of God? Do they study the word of God in the Bible?
有把神的话放在心里面作为我们指路明灯吗？
Do we keep the word of God in our heart so that it is a lamp to our path?
有把神的话变成我们的价值观吗？
Do we use the word of God and so it becomes our value system?
有尽心尽意想要亲近神吗？
Do we use wholeheartedly try to draw near to God?
自己的事情忙很多。
We are very busy with our own things.
为了儿女，为了自己的事业，为了自己的事情，忙得很晚都可以。
For our children, for our own careers, we can be busy till very late at night.
晚间聚会，很多很多教会，晚间聚会个位数，十只手指都可以数得完。
But many, many of our churches in different locations that you can count the number of people attending the evening service just with your hands, 10 fingers.
社会越忙碌的地方，人的心信仰都越荒凉。
So the society that is busy, as the more busy it is, the more desolate and in ruins the temple will be.
我们这是半桶水的状态，停在那边了，停工了，圣殿停工了。
So we have done things halfway, we're like a half bucket, and then we have stopped the work.
但是我们很自满哦，哇，我们会堂又更盖得更大了。
But we are very self conceited and content and thinking, oh yeah, we want to build a bigger chapel.
啊，有些地方真的是盖得很大。
Some places really have a big chapel.
哇，你也盖，我也盖，我也把它打掉，我也盖。
You build, I also want to just demolish and build a very big chapel.
啊，你盖的大，我盖的比你更大。
You build a big chapel, I will build the one bigger than you.
有些地方真的是这样子。
Some places are really like this.
好像在比赛盖会堂这样。
Seems as if they were competing to build a chapel.
一直募款呢，盖得很漂亮，很大。
And they keep asking for contributions so that they can build a very large chapel.
我们不否认有美好的会堂，大的会堂，宏伟的会堂是荣耀神。
We cannot deny that, of course, if you have a very large and grand chapel, it can be glorifying to God.
但是真正荣耀神不是会堂的本身。
But what is truly glorifying to God is not the chapel itself.
是会堂里面的人。
It is the people within the chapel.
有没有热心的敬拜？有没有热心的聚会？
Are they zealously worshiping God?
有没有热心的亲近神、服侍神？
And attending service, are they zealously drawing close to God and also serving Him?
有没有真的心放在传福音上面？
Do they truly put their hearts in evangelizing?
平常的生活有没有圣洁？有没有荣耀神？
Do they live holy lives in their daily lives and do they glorify God?
这个比会堂的宏伟高大更重要。
This is much more important than how grand and big the chapel is.
所以先知说的，神的话说，我的殿仍然荒凉。
So as the prophet says that the word of God basically said that my temple lies in ruins.
今天我们会堂有了，但是我们的心里面的殿是不是仍然荒凉？
So today, even though we have a physical chapel, but within our hearts is the temple in ruins.
这个是我们要思考的。
This is something we need to ponder and reflect about.
那约翰长老告诉我们。
What does Elder John tell us?
怎么样重建这个圣殿？
How do we rebuild this temple?
那我们刚刚讲了，因为我们对神的爱已经不见了。
Just now we said that because we have lost the first love to God,
冷淡了,
and we have cooled down,
没有新的动力, 没有新的爱, 没有被刺激到了,
we have no new motivation, no love to compel us.
但同时我们被围攻, 被围攻,
and at the same time, we are also surrounded by the enemies.
这个哥格马各就是魔鬼的迷惑啊, 罪的迷惑, 世界的潮流啊。
So the Gog and Magog refers to the deceptions of the world and the trends of the world.
他们围着聚集征战啊, 要围住圣徒的营和蒙爱的城啊。
And so they have surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city.
哇, 真的是我们打不过了。
Indeed, we cannot win this battle.
除非神帮助我们。
Unless God helps us.
但是神愿意帮助我们。
Is God willing to help us?
100% 愿意帮助我们。
Of course, He's 100% willing to help us.
因为这里写了，就有火从天降下来。
Because here it says that there was a fire that came down out of heaven.
这个火很重要，是天上来的火，是天火。
This fire is very important. It came down from God out of heaven.
是圣灵的火。
It is the fire of the Holy Spirit.
在旧约时代，从天上来的火可以消灭敌人。
In the olden times, the fire from heaven can destroy the enemies.
以利亚的时代已经出现过了。
We saw this appear during the time of Elijah.
有一些敌人，有一些人要抓以利亚，以利亚就向神求天火，把他们烧灭掉。
Some people try to capture Elijah, and he just asked for fire from heaven, and it really consumed them.
这是神的介入，神的帮助。
And so this is God's help.
那我们也知道，圣经里面的火也预表圣灵。
And we know the fire in the Bible represents the Holy Spirit.
这些罪，这些情欲，这些爱世界的心，就好像敌人一样，在我们的心里面围攻着我们。
And so this sin, this desire of the flesh and the lust within us are like enemies that are surrounding us.
真的这个世界很吸引人啊，谁很难不爱世界啊。
Indeed, this world is so attractive and captivating. Who will not fall into love with this world?
这一次去日本去访问教会。
This time when I went to Japan to visit the church.
参加献堂礼。
I attended the church dedication.
我看日本，我40年没有去日本了，41年前。
It's been about 40-41 years that I have not been to Japan.
哇，这次去发觉，哇，这个走在街道上面，五光闪闪，是很繁华，比卡加利繁华太多了。卡加利就好像乡下一样。
When I walk on the streets, I see there's so many bright lights. Everything looks so nice. It makes the Calgary like a village.
不是看不起我们本地，但是我说比起那边，这边真的是很乡下。
It seems as if Calgary is almost like a village in comparison. Not that I look down on Calgary, but the comparison is like that.
那边吃的、玩的、看的、刺激的、好玩的，太多了。
All the entertainment, the fun, the food, everything, all the attractions, there are so many.
花花世界。
And really, it is a luxurious place.
你走在那种社会，你走在那种街道上面，你打开电视，你走在社会上，你不爱世界，你不被围攻啊，很难。
And you walk in those streets, it is very difficult for you not to be surrounded by the world.
除非神的天火，神的圣灵帮助你，感动你。
Unless the fire of God helps you and moves you.
因为那些情欲啊，那些世界的东西会围攻你啊。
Because all the desires, all the things of the world are surrounding you and attacking you.
如果你不常常祷告,
if you do not pray often,
不常常被圣灵充满,
if you are not often filled with the Holy Spirit,
没有天火来烧你的这些敌人来攻打你,
if you do not have fire to burn the enemies that are attacking you,
那世界一定把你掳走了，不可能不掳走啊, 你没有那么大的力量去抵挡。
Then the world will definitely take you into captivity. You have not so much power to be able to withstand it.
今天一台手机就可以毁了一个小孩子，一台手机就够了。
Today, just one cell phone alone can already captivate a small child.
一台手机也可以毁了一个青年人，让他不读书。And
ruin a child, and also just a cell phone can ruin the education of a youth.
一台手机也可以让一个人废掉了，回家就是手机的，手机电脑了，手机了。And
so just a cell phone causes a person to just think about cell phone all day long. Even going home, they will think about cell phone.
这个世界不用很大，一台手机就够了。And
so this world. We don't even need to think about how big it is. Even just a cell phone is enough.
因为我们都是软弱的，我们很有肉体啊。
Because we are weak, we are in the flesh.
还有这个世界都是设计了怎么来抓住我们的心的。
And this world is designed how to captivate our hearts.
很坏哦，那些 social media 的 CEO 啊，那些 设计 social media 那些人不给自己孩子用 social media。
Those who design the social media, do you know that they will not let their own children use the social media?
发明 iPad 的人不给自己孩子用 iPad。
Those who design the iPad will not let their own children to use the iPad.
原因很简单,
it's a very simple reason.
因为那些东西设计就是要绑住你的。
Because those things were developed to bind you.
我用这些东西绑住别人，赚他们的钱, right. 但是我不要我的孩子被绑住。
I use this to bind others and to earn their money, but I don't want my own children to be bound.
我要孩子去踢球。
I want my children to play soccer.
我要他们去露营。
I want them to go camping.
我要他们去爱大自然。
I want them to go out into the nature.
这些大众的孩子被绑住。
But the rest of the world, these people are bound.
真的，这个世界你不被绑住很难。
So it is very difficult not to be bound by this world.
除非神的火常常在你心里面烧，烧掉你的情欲，烧掉你的，知道你自己的被捆绑什么。
Unless the fire of God is always within your heart and it also always burning and burning away the desires and you know what you need to burn away.
所以我看到这句话很感动。
When I read this verse, I feel very touched.
有火从天上降下，烧灭了他们。
And the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
所以我们是可以得胜。So
we can be victorious.
真教会会得胜的。The
true church will be victorious.
但是不会每一个人都得胜。But
not everyone will be victorious.
有人会被敌人掳走。There
will be those who will be taken away into captivity by the enemies.
但是有人向神求，天火会帮他。But
there will be those who ask and pray to God and the fire will come down from heaven to help them.
怎么重建这个圣殿?
So how do we rebuild the temple?
除了这个天火之外,
besides the fire from heaven,
烧掉敌人之外,
to devour the enemies,
我们刚回来约翰一书第二章,
let us turn back to 1 John chapter 2.
二章的第十, 我们通常读第十五节嘛, 但我们再特意解读是十四节。
Usually we will just read verse 15, but now we will include reading verse 14.
我们一起读第十四节,
let's read together verse 14.
一二三, 父老啊, 我曾写信给你们, 因为你们认识那从起初原有的, 少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道存在你们心里，你们也胜了那二者。这句话很重要。And
so this phrase is very important.
这里写到教会有两代人，怎么样能够得胜？
So here it talks about two generations of people within the church and how can they be triumphant?
这里说第一代就是老一代的人啊，叫父老啊。
The first generation are the fathers, those are older generation.
父老我们把它定义成60岁以上了啊，50岁太早了。
We can just define fathers as those who are above 60 and above.
Okay, 60岁以下你可以当父老了啊。
And so you're 50, 60s, you can be fathers.
50, 60, 60岁以上不是 50.
Oh, sorry, 60 and above, you are fathers.
50岁有点早啊。 60岁以上的,
perhaps 50 years
阿公呢,
too early.
阿妈的那一代, 信仰的第一代, 第二代啊,
and so those are grandpas, grandmas,
这些父老啊, 这些老一辈的, 今天 来的很多都是父老父老辈的。
So many who are here today, you belong to the group of the fathers.
约翰长老说啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
So Elder John says, I've written to you for you have known him who is from the beginning.
就是说我们的信仰的第一代啊，第二代啊，你们对神呢已经认识比较深了。
Which means faith from the first or second generation, we have a deeper faith and knowledge of God.
你人生经历过很多。
Because you have gone through many experiences in your life.
真正认识主耶稣是谁。
But who are those who truly know the Lord Jesus?
你真正认识，你们已经真正认识耶稣是谁了。
Then you truly have known who the Lord Jesus is.
如果现在还没有离开神，应该求神怜悯呢，又应该的到死之前应该不会离开神。
And if until today you have not left the Lord, and according to God's mercy, hopefully by the time you pass away, you will also probably not leave the Lord.
因为你们很认识主耶稣是谁了。
Because you already recognize and know very well who the Lord Jesus is.
但是第二代、第三代呢，就是年轻人来说的，就是说少年人呢，就是很年轻的那一代。
But the second and third generation, it says young men, those who are very young.
那约翰长老说，怎么样来重建这个信仰？
So Elder John says how you can rebuild your heart.
你们要刚强。
You are strong.
神的道常存在你们心里。
And the word of God abides in you.
因为我们没有像上一代经历那么多的苦难。
Because we have not gone through as much difficulties as the previous generation.
通常人会经历多的苦难啊，困难会抓住神多一点。
Especially those who usually have gone through a lot of difficulties will hold stronger to God.
那我们这一代生活比较舒服，也没有那么多苦难。
And in this life, we live a comfortable life, and we don't have so many struggles.
怎么样让我们的圣殿被建起来，不要荒凉呢？
How do we build the temple so that we will not lie in ruins?
你要继续盖它的，怎么盖呢？
How do you continue building it?
神的道要在你心里啊。
The word of God has to be in your heart.
神的道要在你心里。
The word of God needs to abide in your heart.
不是在你嘴里。
Not in your mouth.
但是很可惜，今天的年轻人圣经背出来了，背不了多少句。
Unfortunately, today many young people they cannot memorize many Bible verses.
我们小时候都是被逼着要背很多圣句，所以神的话背得出来。
When we were young, we were forced to memorize the memory verses, so we were able to recite the word of God.
现在好像不流行叫人家背东西，所以头脑装很少神的话，下一代还装很少神的话。
But it seems like today is not popular to memorize things, so they don't really have much word of God in their hearts.
其实背很重要。
So it is important to memorize.
背的时候在你嘴里。
When we memorize, it has to be in our mouth, in our lips.
记起来了，就在心里了。
And we remember it, then it will be in our hearts.
当试探啊、引诱啊出现的时候。
When the temptations come.
神的话，哎，哇，不可以这样。这句话告诉我，哎，神的话挡住我，不可以这样，不敢得罪神。
And the word of God will come up, and it will stop me from doing something that God does not want.
譬如说，如果你一直追韩剧，或者一直想要发达，但是你背起第十五节。
For example, if we really like to watch the Korean dramas, we really want to pursue riches of the world, but we read verse 15.
整天看 TikTok, 你就但是你这个时候的十五节背起来。
And you always watch TikTok, but you memorize verse 15.
我花太多时间在短视频啊。
Then you will start thinking, oh, I have spent too much time on short videos.
花太多时间，整天想要发达。
And I spent too much time thinking how to be rich.
我已经爱世界了。
I really love the world.
爱神的心就不在我里面了。
The love of the Father and God is not in my heart.
哇，圣神的话会直接责备你哦。
So the word of God will rebuke you.
哇，那你就说哦，退一步了，哎，不可以再这样子。
So then you will stand back and you will realize not to continue on like this.
我都没怎么读圣经啊。
So then we may not read the Bible a lot.
我们在家里很少祷告啊。
And we do not pray much at home.
我聚会也越来越少了，越来越懒了。
We seldom come for service and we start to become more lazy.
来了也没精神啊。
And when we come here, we are not energized.
神的话就会提醒你。
And the word of God will remind us.
这个就是重建圣殿。
This is what it means to rebuild the temple.
尤其是对我们下一代的。
Especially for the next generation.
约翰说，你们要刚强。
So Elder John says you have to be strong.
神的道在你们心里。
And the word of God abides in you.
你才有办法胜过那恶者啊。
Only then you are able to overcome the wicked one.
不是只有求天火而已，你里面有神的话。
It's not just to pray for the fire from heaven, but you need to have the word of God within you.
你心中没有神的话，你怎么样来得胜这些阻挡你盖圣殿的敌人？
If you do not have the word of God in your heart, how are you able to withstand those who are trying to stop you from rebuilding the temple?
今天很多阻挡要阻挡我们盖圣殿。
Today, many things, many people are obstructing us from rebuilding the temple. But we must be triumphant and overcome it.
唱诗。
So let's sing hymns.
493首。
Hymn 493.